Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad Nationwide, all over the country. What's up, New York? What's up, Pittsburgh, Iowa, Florida, Minnesota, Omaha? Bam, and coming near you soon. St. Paul, North Carolina, Green Bay, South Bend, Indiana, Atlanta, Virginia, Illinois, and much, much more. Thank you, everybody, for showing us love. Wanting to get involved all over the country. Mad Dad's in the house. Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs, social disorder. You held it down for me last week. I was gone. What'd y'all talk about?
We talked about human trafficking and prostitution with Latrice last week.
With Latrice. Latrice, and she's former prostitute, individual that's doing great things, getting people off the streets, doing positive things. You helped her out?
Yep.
Okay, tell me, how was that experience?
It was outstanding. It was some great information, things we needed to get out there to the community, so it was great to have her on.
Well, first of all, let me just welcome everybody. Thank you very much, you guys, for helping me out. I appreciate that. Man, it's good to know that you got good people that have your back. We have, and I think this is our caller is calling in.
Yes.
Mr. Champion on 9471. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Now you've got some things going on, and so let's talk about it.
Well, hello, listeners. My name is Tazari Elamine Champion, and I'm the manager of Julia Sewell. www.sewellspeaks.com is an organization that everyone can benefit from. We have provided a platform to help young people around the globe hone their lights and provide them with the opportunities to let it shine. Julia Sewell has recently moved back from New York to place our SWAG curriculum in schools around Minnesota and surrounding areas, specifically to develop young leaders. And I'll let Julia's on the line, and I'll let her kind of tell you a little bit more about our journey in working with young people and bringing this curriculum to Minnesota.
Okay, great.
All right. Hotel community, my name is Julia Sewell, like Tezzy mentioned, and what we're working on is we always hear about the achievement gap rates, the belief gaps, the opportunity gaps. And so what I decided to do when I was a young person is to create something that could effectively reach and relate to the young people that were affected by these gaps. So 5 years ago, I created SWAG, which stands for Spoken Word Affecting a Generation, while I was in Brooklyn, New York. We were successful in 4 schools in New York, recently moved back to Minnesota to put the curriculum in schools here, and it's been absolutely successful because what we do is we use innovative methods. It might be hip-hop, it might be movies, it might be, you know, fashion as a way to teach our young people, particularly black and brown, these 21st century skills and give them the opportunities now to let them know that they can be great right now where they're at.
Let me ask you this question. I remember when you came in town. What year did you come to Minnesota?
I'm from Minnesota. But I've been
from here?
Living.
When did you come back,
though?
I am from here,
I just got back from Brooklyn in August.
Okay.
August of
2013. Well, let me say this then. Well, let me say this. Then maybe what I remember is the first time I seen you with what's her name? It's Black Minnesota's daughter. I'm missing the name, but I remember. Yes, that's my girl. I remember the first time I seen you with her, and I heard you speak. I'm like, who is she? Where did she come from? And I mean, you were so powerful and so strong in your words. I was like, where has she been? So when did you start doing the spoken word thing?
You know, I actually started when I was 12. But the thing about me is I had the opportunity to go national and then international. So when I was younger, I didn't do too much local stuff. I was constantly traveling to colleges, to youth forums. I got the opportunity to represent the United States and France and Great Britain and Germany doing the work that I've done. So I started at 12, and so I was doing a lot of national work.
Well, let me tell you something. I will never forget the first time that both you two were together and you did spoken word, and I forget the organization that you were representing at that time, but I do remember. I'm like, wow, that is a refreshing young lady, and I remember saying there's got to be some bright things coming out of there, and this is exactly what it is. SWAG, spoken word, advancing of generations. Is it advancing a generation?
Affecting. We are advancing.
Affecting, you know what?
Well,
yeah, well, you know me, I'm always creating new words. So, but listen, let me. How do we get more people involved, and what is your goal right now?
Yeah, to get more people involved, which we obviously need people who are, one, interested in doing these trainings, who are captivating as facilitators for young people. We need people who are mentors. So if you're interested, I mean, please check out the website. You can get in contact with us through that. It's Sewell, my last name, which is spelled S-E-W-E-L-L, speaks, SPEAKS.com. That's the easiest way to get in contact with us, and you can see all the services that we provide. But it really does take a community to build our young people. So what we're doing is super effective, and it happens to work in a variety of contexts around the country. And so what we're trying to do is really build and organize our people to give back to our children.
Tell me a little bit now, how did you started at 12. Take me back then. What was that thing that made you say, you know what, I want to do spoken word? What happened?
Well, you know, it started with my mother, who I always give praise to, Tchaikovsky Rogers, because, you know, when I was around 4 or 5, she got me started in acting, and I fell in love with the stage. I fell in love with performing, and she kind of sparred my love of young people. So I really started acting first and realized that my voice on stage could captivate and change the lives of people in the audience. So that's kind of where it first started. And then my mother is a really big service learning type of person. So she had me on the streets, you know, we were talking to and giving out food to homeless people and actually communicating with them and fellowshipping with them. So I realized that, yes, I had a love of performing, but it was more than a love of performing. It was my love of people. So when I was 12, I started doing spoken word and realized that I could use my love of performance art to change the world around me and to inspire people to change their worlds as well. So that's kind of when it started. And, you know, honestly, one person, one major organization, a national organization, saw me and they said, wow, you have something that people need to hear. So they gave me the opportunity to speak at a national conference in front of thousands of people. And from there, I guess my journey has never stopped. I've just been traveling a lot, communicating, partnering with organizations to influence young people around the world, essentially. And that feels absolutely great for me because I get the opportunity to do what I love each and every day.
Well, you know, we've got quite a few people listening in, and I just want to remind them that number is 347-215-9262. You listen to National Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio, and all you have to do is push 1. I see you're listening. I see you got your ears tuned in to this young lady and Mr. Champion and great things that they're doing. My question to you is, now, I realize that we've noticed there's a lot of increase in females involved in gangs, females involved in violence, females that feel like if their man's got their pants drooping and hanging down, showing their drawers, that's sexy. I've been going to the jails and asking ladies, do they like that? And some of those ladies say, oh, that's so sexy. And I'm like, wow, I never knew that y'all thought that was sexy. I had no idea. As an older man, you know, I'm 58 years old, a lot of stuff I got to catch up on. But the point is, what do you say to young ladies to get them motivated and on track? Because we're, in a lot of ways, we're losing track with our young girls. What do you say is, number one, the answer, and what do you say to these young ladies that may be listening?
Yeah, and I'll say to them what I say to the young ladies that I deal with that are involved in similar situations every single day, and that is, well, my first line is, you are a queen. right? That's kind of, that sums up everything that I would have to say to them, because if you're a queen, you would not accept ill treatment, you would not speak a certain way, you would not act, you know, certain ways that our young women are acting. So if you know and recognize that you are a queen, that completely shifts the paradigm of what it means to be a young woman today. So that's what I always start off with, because most of our young women, because they look at media and they look at TV and all of that, no one's ever sat them down and said, you know what, you are great, you are a queen, you will be prosperous. And so I guess speaking life into our young women and letting them know that you do deserve to be treated absolutely like royalty, you do deserve greatness, you do deserve this, you do deserve that, and you should not settle for less in that case as well. And so I think our young women need to realize that there's a belief gap, right? Our young women are not believing in themselves. And what happens when you don't believe in yourself, you start to accept less. So I would just say believe in yourself. Understand that you are a queen. Every young woman is a young, precious diamond waiting to be or waiting to shine. And so I would just say, you know, don't dull your light for anyone. If anyone is asking you to dull your light, well, get into another situation. Because the reality of the matter is sagging, gang banging is not attractive. It's not what we were put here to do. We were made from kings and queens, so we need to walk in that royalty, and that's where it starts. So I think what I do every single day is I sew back into these young women and say, yes, you might have come from a dark situation, but you are still light, and light attracts light.
You know, I like that. And, you know, one thing I must say, if somebody is really practicing what they preach, now I've watched you, and you always represent as a queen, always looking good, always looking your best, always shining, and always saying positive things. I can positively say I've never seen you in a negative light. You've always been uplifting people, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh,
are you there?
You know what? Yes, yep. And, I think it goes back to the fact that I was raised by a queen as well. So even though I grew up very poor in the same environment as the students that I now work with, it was never a doubt in my mind that I would be successful because a queen raised me, a queen and a king raised her. So I think that's what we're missing is our young mothers and some of our older mothers. They're not raising queens. They're just raising, you know, statistics, and we have to change that because that's what's going to change our state as a people, you know.
So have you met your king yet?
not that I know of.
Just so America knows that you have not met your king, and it's just in case he's listening and saying, "Wow, I'm glad to know that information because I'm ready to be the king." So, ladies and gentlemen, and mostly gentlemen, that's all I'm going to say here, is if you're looking for the queen and you think she's it, oh, go on, put your application in, and we'll see what's up. Listen, let's go back to
Swag. Yeah, the
application
process is very expensive, but, yeah.
That's all right. You know, let's go back to Swag, and you know, This movement is not just for women; it's for boys and girls. Did you have an age limit in here?
Well, Swag focuses on middle and high school. We do have a series of workshops that we do for college students as well as for not-for-profits. But our focus, as far as school, is middle and high school age students, because we have the philosophy that if you start early, well, then that eliminates the problems that may come on later on. One of my favorite quotes is, it's easier to heal broken boys than to fix broken men. So what we're doing is getting them as boys who have been, you know, through the system, who have been abandoned, who have been in single-parent homes, et cetera, and reaching them then to let them know you are great now and giving them the tools to be great at an early age so that by the time they're in high school and graduating, they're absolutely doing what they were put here to do.
Well, tell me this now. If somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how do they contact you now once again?
Can we put numbers on here? Is that acceptable?
You sure can.
Okay. Well, the website, again, is www.sewell, that's SEWELL, speaks, speaks.com. Tezzy, can you give your number, please?
And you can reach me, Tazari Elamini Champion, at 763-200-1432. Again, that's 763-200-1432.
Well, that's great. Now, let's go back to Mr. Champion, because I want to talk a little bit to him about how he got involved, why he got involved.
Okay, so basically, my mother worked at Harvest Prep, and she heard Julia Sua speak, and she's like, hey, Tezzy, you have to meet her. I think this would be a great fit for you to start working with Julia. And me and Julia sat down and we talked about some of the things she has going on, some of the things I have going on from working with young people. I have an organization called We Are the Future Campaign. We believe that we cannot build the future for our youth, but we can build the youth for the future. And from there, me and Julia, I mean, we've been going at it for about 4 months now, changing lives of young people and letting them know that they can come from a dark environment and still do something positive. And, I mean, that's kind of like my whole motive. It's all about making a living while making a difference, and that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, you know, Mr. Champion, let me say something. You have been doing things since you – how old – when did you start doing all this promoting and parties? Did you have your first party at 5 years old?
So I essentially started at 12 years old. I wrote a book called It's Not All About Your Looks. It's mostly about your books. And from there, you know, I've been kind of going at it, and I started off doing events. And I started doing events essentially because I've seen a lot of gangbangers, and they started young. And I was wondering, you know, what's the problem? Why are they gangbanging? What's so interesting about gangbanging? And the conclusion that I came up with is that they're bored. They want something fun but positive that they like to do. So I essentially started throwing events, and from there we started We Are the Future campaign, and that's kind of like the supportive side of throwing events, because essentially we have 500 to thousands of young people in facilities, but, you know, they're having a good time. But then we say, hey, you know what? What are they getting out of it? So that's kind of how we started We Are the Future campaign, and that's the supportive part of Successful Enterprise. The throwing events and things in that nature. We're looking to expand, and from this curriculum, I mean, it's given me a lot of opportunities to expand and also touch young people from areas that, you know, that I can touch them at events.
Well, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, National Blog Talk Radio, with Mad Dads, and of course, this is on an application downloaded in the Play Store. It'll go right to your phone, and you can listen to the radio broadcast later. We have someone that wants to talk to you two, and we're going to go right to their phone line, 0394. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. Welcome
great.
To Blog Talk. You got a question or comment?
I got a question and a comment. Hi, DJ. You know who this is.
Yes, ma'am. I sure do. It's Mama Tree.
Yes, yes.
What's up? I'm enjoying the show today. Enjoying the show. I hear I got a nephew on the air, and he's sounding good. And I'm loving what he's doing in the community. And I'm just thinking about relationships. You know, I know that we do a relationship class every Tuesdays and Thursdays, but with the relationship, I just want people to know it's not just with, you know, your significant other. It's with your mother, it's with your sister, it's with your brother, and, you know, a lot of these things that's happening in our community, it starts at home. You know, crime starts at home with brothers fighting each other, cousins fighting each other, you know, fighting your grandparents. All of this starts at home in our community, and then we take it out of the home. So I wish that, you know, people that, and I'm sure you have already said it, you know, we have the relationship classes over there Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You know what? I want to thank you for bringing it up, because we were going to get to that. One of the things we were going to add is healthy relationships are important. But we
right.
got to talking about swag and spoken word and affecting the next generation. And so we have been talking about that. And we have one of our guest speakers on today, Mama Therese. What I want you to do is hold on, because I want her to really quick give us a little taste of that spoken word. Can you do that for me?
Of course. Okay. So I think the piece that first comes to mind, because I absolutely love being a plus-size, beautiful, healthy African queen, and I believe that there's not enough enough images out there that are telling our young queens, in particular, that you are beautiful. God made you just the way that you are. There's nothing that you need to change, and you need to accept that. So I created a piece while I was in New York for a national women's event, and it's called The Anatomy of a God. So I could spit that if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay. I am a queen, the genesis of human life. I was the Holy Spirit that whispered into God's ears and advised that he make man in his image, then was submissive enough to come after. Yes, he gave you dominion, but I have the intuition, a.k.a. that wisdom. My laughter yields the ends of wars. The sores of the wounded are healed when I smile. Sketched upon my eyelids are the blueprints to this earth. So every time I blink, there's a revolution. I am a queen. I bleed once a month because I have to give back to the rivers that flow for my beauty. My lips speak life unto generations. My eyes shine bright as an illuminator to guide my younger kin. The skin I'm in don't crack because God, he kissed me. And when younger generations dismiss me, I stand tall in total domination. My hips span wide to represent the nations that came before me. When I spit, glaciers collide and give way to form the rivers that flow. Did you know that my vagina is the resting place of ancient souls coming to light? The plight of genocide, I bear that along the grooves of my backside. The reason you see plus size is there has to be more of me to maintain my beauty and power. Even the cloth that clothes me are cut from your highness. They call me your highness because I was strategically made in God's image. And no, I'm not cocky. I'm a woman. I'm giving back the rib that Adam did win, because no one in here can pretend that my power of V still exists. So if you've been looking for a beautiful God, I am it. Yay.
Wow. Come on, let me put.
Yay.
Yeah, all right. That sounds great. Hey, so I love that. Now I'm going to bring Mama Therese, because I wanted to give a few comments about what she thought about that spoken word. What did you think about that, Mama Therese?
Wow, it was just really, really deep. It touched.
Thank you.
It just touched my heart. You know that a young woman can go so, you know, so ancient. You went back to back until today, and if a lot of young women will listen to those words, they'll actually look in the mirror and find out a little bit more about themselves. So
yeah.
I give you the biggest applause, sweetheart. Very nice.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Mama Therese. And what are we going to do? We got another call on the line, 4331. Thank you for holding. You've been holding, and I'm so proud of you, because you're on Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's National Radio. Yes, do you have a question or comment?
What's happening, family? I love y'all. This is Short Body. You know what I mean? And I just want to tell y'all, man, I'm so proud to hear this show today, man. These queens are really getting down, man. I'm usually like one of the guys on the streets that's pumping up the king and queen thing, and to hear these queens doing that thing like that, man, it's just very, very inspirational, and I'm proud to hear y'all, proud of y'all. Keep doing y'all thing, man. God bless.
Thank you.
Somebody, thank you very much, man. You know, we got you plugged in with your theme song coming out at the beginning and the end of our show. And I want you to know that it's important to know that our video is coming out real soon. And so you'll be seeing our Short Body Mad Dads video worldwide coming out. And thank you for your participation in helping us in our national movement, sir.
God bless, baby. Let's go.
That's right. That's my guy. He's been missing in action for a few weeks, and we're glad to have him back. You know, Mama Therese was just talking about healthy relationships, and I wanted to kick this out here because it's very important. Spoken word has a lot to do with making relationships healthy, because when people couldn't talk to people, they would just say it in their spoken word. And then people would be in the audience going, "You talking about me? Yeah, I'm talking about you," because that's how you reacted. So instead of me cussing you out and getting mad at you, a lot of times, and as a spoken word artist, don't you get a chance to vent out your issues through your words instead of screaming and hollering at people, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, the power of spoken word, you know, I always tell people I rarely write love poems, but the first love poem I actually performed, you know, just because I was so sick of seeing these unhealthy relationships that I wanted to remind people of what we're coming from. We're coming from greatness, but we're settling for mediocrity, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And so I think the power of spoken word is it can wake people up and be, and I'm a very blunt person. I don't like to beat around the bush, particularly in matters that matter. So I think that it's a great medium to, you know, relay these messages and to let these young people know, and these older people know as well, things about themselves and about how it's supposed to be.
And, you know, so when you talk about that, we talk about healthy relationships are about appropriately being able to communicate your skills, being able to deal with your issues, being able to know what appropriate closeness is, and coping with togetherness and separateness, and also being flexible in a relationship. And your personalities have to be compatible in some kind of way. Opposites do attract, but your personalities have to be compatible. So that's important. And all those things get done through spoken word. And so our show was initially about healthy relationships. So thank you, Mama Treats, for bringing us back to where we're coming to. We changed that because we knew we were going to be talking about swag. Once again, tell everybody what they need to do to get involved with swag.
Yes. So off the website, if you know someone who would be interested in being involved or someone who would at the same time benefit, our long-term goals are to take swag to schools and to young people across our nation. So check out the website, www.sewellspeaks, that's SEWELLSPEAKS.com. And you can give my manager, Tezzy, a call. And Tezzy, if you can repeat the number for them as well.
My number is 763-200-1432. Again, that's 763-200-1432.
And, of course, you know, this show can be rebroadcast just by going on our application and go right into the Play Store. Google Play. Download that free Mad Dad, Minneapolis Mad Dad, and it's on and popping. It will go to your phone. You'll get alerts. You'll find out what we're doing. And so we want to give Mama Tree, since that's your auntie, we'll give her a chance to say a couple of closing things before we go. Mama Tree.
Yes, yes. I just want to say, short body, I got to say something to my short body. I've been watching what he's doing. I'm supporting what he's doing all the way, and I'm watching him. And I won't be here when he get back, but he know how to get in touch with me, and I want to send all the love out to all the organizations in the state of Minnesota. Mad Dad, I'm a mad mama for life. Mama Treese is here to represent.
All right. Thank you very much. And Mr. Champion, you got any closing remarks before we go?
I just want to say that, you know, they say you have to catch a fish before you can clean it, and we are the bait into catching our young people as young people, and SWAG curriculum is the cleaning process of that. And if anyone wants to get involved to transform this world, you can give us a call at 763-200-1432.
And you know what? This is a great opportunity for you to get this around and get it to people. I'm going to go out with just a little bit today, since we got Short Buddy on, I'm going to go out. Normally we go out with Lucretia. We do a little bit. What's her
Lyric
name?
Lyric
Lachey. But we're going to go out with Short Body on his theme song, the Bad Dad theme song. I want to thank you both for being on the air. God bless you. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are best. Father's of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dad, how you feel? On the streets we keep it real. Day and night in trouble, fighting serious, I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do, all I see.
black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Ooh, out of, out of, out of, 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 ooh.